It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Today we're talking about elections, as the 2020 election is already upon us. Of course, absentee ballots have already been sent out, a lot of them anyway. They're getting returned. Early voting is just around the corner, beginning on October 15th and running through the 31st, and Chatham County officials are getting the word out now about what you need to know. So we're joined on the phone by Kara Dudley, who's a spokesperson for Chatham County. ChathamNC.org, of course, is the website. Kara, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Hi, Aaron. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. So what are the key details? What do folks need to know in Chatham County if they want to participate in early voting, which starts soon? What are the details?
Thanks, Aaron. Yes, we're definitely trying to get the word out to Chatham County voters so that they feel prepared, they feel safe in order to be able to cast their ballot for the 2020 election. One of the most important things is that early voting starts October 15th, and it lasts through October 31st. There are several places where Chatham County residents can vote early. They are all on our website, which is chathamnc.org/elections. As well as the hours and the days that they are open. There's a lot of flexibility with the hours that the early voting sites are open. For example, on the weekdays, they're open from 8 to 7:30. They're even open on Saturdays from 8 to 3. And then we're even open on Sundays this year from noon to 3. So there's a lot of flexibility. And if you want to see all of that information as far as locations, the days, and the times, again, it's on chathamnc.org/elections.
Awesome. The Sunday voting is a nice addition, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. It gives so many people flexibility, especially for working families and people who are, you know, juggling, trying to homeschool their children during the pandemic. So we're just trying to give a lot of that flexibility for the Chatham County voters.
Six locations this year. What are the locations?
Absolutely. The Chatham County Agriculture and Conference Center, that's probably the main location, as well as the CCCC Health Science Center. Now that's a new facility there with the Central Carolina Community College. It's a beautiful facility, and they're offering early voting there as well. Those are the two locations in Pittsburgh. So we also have one in Siler City, which is the Paul Braxton Gym, as well as in Goldston, the Goldston Town Hall. One location in Chapel Hill, which is at Governor's Village, and then one location in Apex, which is at New Hope Baptist Church. So again, all of those details with the addresses and all that good stuff is at chathamnc.org/elections.
Speaking with Kara Dudley, Chatham County spokesperson, talking about early voting in Chatham County and what you need to know. Obviously, people are extra concerned this year, not just with voting, but just with every aspect of life and going out and doing stuff with COVID-19 protection. So what is happening at those locations in order to keep everyone safe and keep everything sanitized and protected?
Thanks, Aaron. I'm really glad you asked about that. You know, we just want to make sure that the voters in Chatham County feel safe when they come out to cast their ballot. So we're doing a lot of things. The Chatham County Board of Elections is following all the guidelines that have been established by the State Board of Elections as well as the CDC. So we've implemented a ton of protocols to make sure it's safe. Things like we'll have masks available for anyone who comes and forgets to bring theirs. So we'll have masks on site at all the precincts. We will have a lot of cleaning materials. So there's sanitation kits so that all of the tables and the voting booths and the machines, all of that stuff is cleaned even after each person uses it. There will be hand sanitizers and, of course, all of the workers, they'll be wearing protective equipment such as gloves and masks and face shields. And there will be some protective barriers that are up as well to kind of keep that social distance space between the poll workers and the voters. So, you know, with all of this stuff in place, we do want to make sure that everybody is not only safe, but also patient. because with all of these different protocols established, it may take a little time, you know, to make sure everything is cleaned off between each person. You know, so we're obviously doing this to keep everyone safe. So just everyone be patient with the process, and we just want to make sure everybody is safe and enjoys their voting experience.
Awesome. So when you're talking with voters, and I don't know if it's specifically this year or just in general for early voting, are there questions that often come up, frequently asked questions, or things that a lot of voters are not sure about?
Yes, we have received some questions. Some people ask about registering to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to register to vote in Chatham County by October 9th. But if you do happen to miss out on registering, you can vote the day that you vote on early voting. So if you do show up to vote at an early voting site between October the 15th and 31st, you can register to vote on the same day that you do show up to cast your ballot. However, if you do not register to vote and you do not vote at an early voting site, that's pretty much your last chance to do it. You will not be able to register on the same day as Election Day, which is November 3rd. We're also getting some questions about absentee ballots. Some folks are choosing to do that this year just to, you know, stay out of public, obviously, with COVID-19 still present in the community. And so we are processing quite a bit of absentee ballots, but people can still request those. So there's a form that you have to fill out in North Carolina. You can get that either on the State Board of Elections website or on the Chatham County Elections website, which is chathamnc.org/elections. If you fill out that form and then you have to return it to the Chatham County Board of Elections by October the 27th. There's a few different ways that you can return that. All of those options are available on the website that you can check out. So if somebody is still interested in doing an absentee ballot, they have until October 27th to return that.
Awesome. And as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks want to know about elections and early voting and voting in general in Chatham County?
We still do get the question from folks asking whether or not they need a photo ID to vote. And in North Carolina and in Chatham County, you do not need an ID to vote. We just hope that everyone out there who is registered will come out, cast their ballot. We hope it's a safe and enjoyable experience for everyone.
And again, head online and visit chathamnc.org/elections to get the full list of locations, all of the times and hours, and all of the information that you need to know about early voting specifically, and of course, voting in general, whether it's absentee or early voting or on Election Day proper, November 3rd. You can get all the information there. Kara Dudley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Aaron. I really appreciate it.
And again, this has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. The Aaron Keck Show continues with more after this.